You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob. Awesome indeed, Paul. And welcome to episode number 391. Thank you, everybody, for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We definitely, definitely appreciate it. Know you have a lot of choices, and here you are. That's cool.
We do appreciate it. And to everyone who has been responding to our Instagram post for our question of the day, thank you so much. If you want to get a new Part 107 drone test question, check us out on Instagram at the drone you. So
absolutely, there's so much information out there, and it's hard to know like what's the best place to go get the study material I need.
You know, I would say that's going to be us in time.
I would because say too. It's a lot of work.
I've been working on it for about 2 weeks now, or a week and a half.
Yeah.
So
there's potentially other good ones out there. Just be careful you're getting material from the right place that's put in the work.
You know, it's
to make it thorough.
It's so funny because we had John Rupert on the podcast. You guys will probably be seeing that very shortly. And he actually mentioned, he goes, yeah, did you see the guy who posted that he made an app with all the new 107 questions? I said, yeah, I saw that. And he goes, yeah, the questions in there just weren't right. He was like, he was saying a black striped line indicates airspace and it does not. So people have been getting slaughtered on social media, for lack of a better word. So,
you know what? That is one, I suppose, at least you could make the argument. Great thing about social media is it's a form of accountability for the stuff that people put out.
It is.
Because there's people out there, particularly in this industry, there's a lot of astute, sharp people, and they'll call you out if it's, believe me, we've been called out.
Definitely. Definitely. We have been called out. And, you know, speaking about getting material, this is 40 questions that I got from someone else who had put this material out. And the questions aren't very, like, FAA, they're not worded in an FAA style language.
Which is a really important point, right?
Yeah, it is, because they're so specific in their language, and they try to trick you up on just like terms and deviations of terms and deviations of like measurements and whatnot. So like these questions that I got, this is actually from a new group I've never heard of. But these questions are really easy.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you can get this one. A person whose sole task is watching the SUAS to report hazards to the rest of the crew is called the
spotter,
visual observer.
Oh, whatever. Spotter.
That was right behind remote PIC and person manipulating the controls.
Let me put it this way. If you're actually in the field and you actually are in the industry and you work in this industry, nobody says, I'm going to get me a visual observer for this gig this weekend.
You know what, Rob? I was thinking about getting myself a visual observer.
That's right. Anyways, but that's a really good point, because that's the word that you need to know. I mean, obviously, in that case, it's pretty straightforward, but you got to know the verbiage.
That's true. That's true. Like, do you remember that question I joked about that was on the FAA exam that I took? That I haven't seen this question anywhere. And there are a lot of little administrative, yeah, kind of weird questions. But why do we have checklists for pre-flight inspections, Rob? Do you remember this?
Remind me.
The answer is word for word, because the human mind is fallible.
Valuable and valuable put together. That's true.
It is
valuable. I like that. It's valuable and fallible. There's truth to that.
Anyway, it's interesting, because also John was saying on his discussion that the FAA is updating the test. So we may be seeing some of the older, weird questions going away. Either way, whether they are or whether they aren't, they're still in my study guide, because I want everyone to be prepared through and through.
So maybe this is old conversation material, but when you say the FAA is updating the test, that is a little weird
updating
to hear, because 107 test has never been taken before.
Okay, let me clarify that. They're kind of updating the testing system, according to John, because a lot of the PPL, PBC, lighter-than-air aircraft, there's a lot of questions on there that are just weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So they're cleaning them up, modernizing them, maybe.
That's kind of what he said, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that's again, a good thing, I guess.
You know, how much can they really do between now and the end of August? By the way, today's officially August 1st.
Sure is.
So,
it's right around the corner. You can be ready for your test, Paul.
Dude, with all the work I'm putting in the study guide, I think I'm going to be more than ready.
They say the best way to learn is to teach, so that's kind of what you're doing.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way, too.
There you go.
So I will say, though, I've been overwhelmed is the right term, overwhelmed by the amount of material.
You're putting in the work, and our members are going to benefit, which is really cool. We love to do things that benefit them.
Definitely. If you're looking for a study guide, become a member, because we're going to be releasing it probably end of this week or next week or the following week.
Yeah, or the following week.
Guess what? Or who knows? But as soon as I'm done, you'll have it. That's what it comes down to.
That's right. So, like we've talked about, we're going to make sure it's done right.
That is
not
so true. That's true. Well, let's get to today's question, which is brought to you by the members at DroneU. And everyone who wrote us a review, thank you for writing us the reviews. We saw them. We have your address. The swag bags are coming.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Where do we begin?
I'm going to need you to go ahead and
explain more on koas.
Riddle me this. What kind of a
koa we need? What kind of koas are there, and where we should be looking to file for these koas?
I need help! Thanks for the advice.
By the way, Paul digs when people send stuff in like that.
I think that's really cool.
It is cool. No, it's a lot of fun. It's not that I don't dig it, but you really dig it.
I think it's really cool.
The whole production thing, and yeah, it's awesome.
Well, how often do you get a question that starts with the Joker's voice?
I think that might be the first time anybody's done that. We're almost at 400, where they've kind of pieced things together and edited a question together like that.
Yeah, true.
If you did and you're listening, I apologize, but...
Yeah, but I love that question. So what we did is we actually pulled this material right out of the study guide that we have been creating here at DroneU. So this particular section is the Certificate of Waiver. I'm going to read it for you guys. But Part 107 includes the option to apply for a Certificate of Waiver, the COW. I'm going to call it the COW, Rob.
So it's not a COA anymore, even though you're saying those are synonymous.
They are synonymous. They're used interchangeably within FAR, the FAR AIM book. So, yeah, Certificate of Waiver, Certificate of Authorization, pretty much the same thing. Now, there's probably a technical definition of the difference between that, and every CFI I've ever met uses them interchangeably. So if people go look this up and then they write a comment that there is a technical difference, it's great. Every person I've ever met uses these synonymously. So
cool.
Anyway, the COW will allow SUAS operators to deviate from certain provisions of Part 107 if the FAA finds that the opposed or the proposed operation can be safely conducted under the terms of the COW. So a list, if you want to know what is actually waivable of Part 107, is operation from a moving vehicle or aircraft. However, no waiver of this provision will be issued to allow the carriage of property of another aircraft by an aircraft, No waiver of this provision will be issued to allow the carriage of property of another by aircraft for compensation or for hire. So Amazon, you're stuck. Anyway, daylight operations are waivable.
At least they're stuck in the U.S.
Yes. Okay. DHL beat them to the punch in Germany.
They're using drones?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Isn't that funny? Cool. And they said to take that out of the book. I was so disappointed by that. I was like, okay, we'll take it out.
Huh.
Anyway, visual line of sight can be waived. However, no waiver of this provision will be allowed to...
Again, the whole carriage of property thing.
You can waive the visual observer. You can waive the operation of multiple small unmanned aircraft systems at once. You can waive yielding to the right-of-way of other aircraft. You can waive operation over people. You can waive operation in certain airspace. You can also waive certain operating limitations for small unmanned aircraft. Now, if you want to apply for one of these things, are you going to need a lawyer to do it?
No, you're not.
Now,
some people might.
here's the thing. Rob and I have been going back and forth on this issue, and I've kind of wanted to make you privy to this. John has come on the podcast, and he said, you know, having a lawyer to write COAs is a good thing, which makes sense. He's a lawyer. He wants your business.
And there potentially are some benefits. It depends on the person.
Well, agreed. And that's why I want to play, you know, devil's advocate. I want to show people both sides of the issue.
Sure.
Is hiring a lawyer to do a COA for you the fastest, most efficient way to ensure success, have, you know, less wait times and get it done right the first time? Yes. Can you do this without a lawyer? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We have had members, we have had people call in and email Rob and say, look, I filed a COA.
I'm in the process of filing a COA and I have this question.
Mm-hmm. And also people, even with registration, people at first could not do the Part 47 registration. So John actually helped us through that Part 47 registration. I mean, like whole form, everything, whole nine yards, which made it go through. Boom. First time, got it done.
And on that point, I think one of the important things, at least in my mind, is peace of mind, because, and this will not be important to everybody, and a lot of people are going to be plenty confident to do it on their own, as we've said.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people, if they are honest with themselves, might just feel a lot better about the COA that they end up with and knowing they're going to be okay, knowing that somebody like John prepared it for them.
Yeah.
Because they don't know, we don't know what we don't know oftentimes. And by going to somebody who's got a lot of experience, then you can eliminate some of that angst. But that doesn't apply to everybody. But if it does apply to you, well, that's something to think about.
And for some people, they just simply don't have the money or the ability to hire a lawyer. So you can go about it both ways. You can go about it without the help of a lawyer. Chances are you may be okay. In fact, you'll probably be okay. It may take a little bit longer. You may have to make corrections. It may be a learning process. It will sure be a learning process for us here at Drone U, because we will be filing some as well. But if you do want to go the straight and narrow, knock it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you can find a lawyer, Gowdy Brothers, Rupert, John Rupert.
Right.
There are lots of people who can help you out with this. If you're wondering where you can apply for a waiver, though, if you go to www.faa.gov/UAS and another slash, which technically you don't need the other slash FA, but I'm just going to throw that out there. So faa.gov/UAS. And you can find the instructions to apply for a COA. But what does that application process look like, Rob?
Well, let's tell the people.
Oh, that was your cue to answer it.
I know it was. Are you getting tired of looking at this stuff?
I'm just trying to, you know, engage you a little
bit. So. All right. So the applicant must contain a complete description.
You're not good at this. Here, let me blow this up.
That's not true.
All right.
It is not the applicant. It's the application. Anyways, it's got to have a complete description of the proposed operation. And interestingly, a justification, which includes supporting data and documentation that establishes that the proposed operation can safely be conducted under the terms of a COW slash COA. And let's see, although it's not required by 107, the FAA encourages applicants to submit their application at least 90 days prior to the start of when you actually want to use that COA.
I remember the last 90-day promise. Do you?
No, what happened?
That was the 333.
Oh, word. My word. But, you know, I think that's an interesting point there, because they are looking for justification. And again, I am not trying to push people using attorneys, but at the same time, there are things like that where you've got to offer up a good justification for what you're trying to do. And you probably want to get that right the first time.
True. But if someone wanted to do it on their own, where do you think a good place to find that type of material would
be? Well,
these
are probably public records. So you could just go look at others that have been filed.
Yeah. And I would look for COAs, you know, and it's going to be hard to find other COAs, you know, before people actually start getting,
for a little while,
you know, Part 107 COAs done. But you could definitely look up other COAs where people have been given permission to use, for example, their news helicopters in specific airspace.
Mm-hmm.
If it's restricted airspace and you're looking for a COA to continually fly in that airspace, like our friends at KRQE,
mm-hmm.
That would be a good place to look for COAs. If you want to just play the waiting game and maybe wait 3 months to see what COAs actually go through the FAA,
right?
That's another way that you can do it. Just, you know, look.
And what we don't know at this point that I'm aware of, maybe we do, is what kind of give and take there's going to be. So, for example, you submit your application and they don't like your justification, and you are going to say, well, that's not exactly what I meant.
Yeah.
This is what I really meant.
Yeah.
I don't know how much flexibility there's going to be in that process.
Well, if you remember in the 333s at first, they were very strict, and then in time they became looser and looser and looser about things. One thing I do want to say is the amount of data in like analysis or justification for your operations, you know, it could be proportional kind of to the area that you're applying to. So, for example, if you request to waive several sections of Part 107 for an operation that takes place in a congested metro area with a lot of traffic, that will probably and likely require significantly more data and analysis than a request to waive a single section for an operation that takes place, say, in a sparsely populated area with, you know, less air traffic, like Angel Fire or Taos, for example. Sure. So anyway, but if your cow, don't have a cow, is granted, that certificate may include specific special provisions designed to ensure that the SUAS operation may be conducted as safely as one conducted under the provisions of Part 107, which is very interesting too, because John said in our podcast, which you guys will see when I did my recording with him, he said, you know, 107 really isn't that safe. He's like, we're just kind of setting the baseline. You know, you're seeing other organizations and associations creating rules on top of 107, but I'm not really sure how much teeth those are really going to have.
Right.
You know, so it's like, yeah, that's not really a law, so you're going to kick me out of your association.
Right. Yeah. Just so, one less dues to pay.
I suppose. It's like, I don't need your association when we have the internet, but thank you very much. Anyway, old people, the way they think, it's just so different. So, but you're the mature adult, right?
Old
so
people, that's
I'm,
right.
I'm the kid that you're keeping in line for the podcast.
You're the goofy blonde kid.
That's right.
Thank you for that review. Loved it.
Oh, man. So does that answer the question on cows?
Yeah. If not, Mike, let us know. And maybe you could edit another follow-up question for us.
There is one question that I'm wondering. They say that you can waive operation from a moving vehicle or aircraft. Mm-hmm. But the way that I read 107 exactly was that as long as you weren't driving the vehicle, that you could conduct operations from a moving vehicle as long as you weren't driving the vehicle.
Interesting.
So
follow up on that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm waiting
now,
for
what about boats? I don't remember what it said about boats as it relates
to
that.
Boats, and I don't have 107. I can't pull it up.
All right. That's okay. We don't have to
do that.
But
I'm pretty sure boats is actually okay.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah. So cool. Anyway, well, guys, I hope that answers your question. If you have a question, go to askdroneu.com and upload it. If you upload it in some really cool, awesome way, like you heard today, well, it makes you look really cool. People are going to remember you. We're going to remember you. We really appreciate it. You get priority answering. That is a glorified benefit right there. And if you leave us your address, we'll probably send you some swag. Again, thanks for all the reviews. If you found this podcast useful to you, please leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher and tell the world what you thought. If you're just absolutely in love with the information, then share it on your Facebook page, Twitter, or Instagram, because we would appreciate that as well.
Absolutely.
We will have updates for you on our 107 content as soon as it is done, but do know I am working every single day, literally and night, to get this done for you. So it's a lot of stuff. It's got to be thorough. It's got to be done right. It's taking some time. So anyway, guys.
Yeah, and all the answers are not readily available necessarily.
So I've had to pull information from documents that aren't even mentioned. Yeah, it's really interesting. So anyway.
Cool.
All right, guys. So we will see you next time. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.